My name is Kyle, and actually, for all y'all that are new, I'm kind of new also. Just got back. Actually, me and my wife were down 2 years in a very hard place named Gainesville, and we are glad to be back. Let me tell you that. So, back with a winning football team. It's just good to be back. So, but what I want to do real quick, I have my wife come up. Nikki, come on up real quick. Thank you. You didn't know I was going to ask you just to come up real quick. And she has our beautiful 4-month-old baby girl, Emmeline. Say hello. She loves all of you already. She's having a blast. She's been asleep. She's awake. All right. But we are glad to be back. We are the campus directors here, and we graduated back 2004. And came on staff, left for a while, and we're glad to be back. So, this is my wife. She might leave early, depending on what the little one wants to do. So, we'll wait and see. So, feel free to walk up and meet her too when we're done. She would love to meet you. It's harder for her to come find you, so come to her. Yes, you can go now. Next, I just want to real quick, I want to introduce our staff team. We have an amazing staff team and a very large staff team, and they've been a huge blessing to me. But I just want y'all to know who they are. Some of y'all that have been here before, there's some new people, and the new people, yeah, just want you to know who they are. So, will staff stand up real quick? So, yeah, you don't have to all walk out. Okay. I'm going to go around the room real quick. First off, right here, we've got Will. He's returning for his second year of Edge. Andrew, he's old like me. He's been here for a long time. And he gives a lot of time and love to us. We appreciate it. We've got another Kyle in the back. That's Tall Kyle now. Someone told me that. I'm Kyle Nav. You're Kyle Tall. I don't know what that means. But that's Kyle also. Is that everybody? Okay. Candace. Candace is over here, and Sandy also too. She's on staff here. Yeah, we can't let you. You are standing. It looked like you were. I'm that. Yes, I'm sorry. My bad. Josh. Josh was. He just graduated, so he's not new to any of y'all. But we're glad to have Josh. And then most of y'all, you're like probably about 30% of y'all can't see the three girls up here, but we have Hope. Raise your hand just so people know, because you're all together. There's Hope. Hope's returning. She's been away for 2 years now. She's returning. She's also a grad of Florida State. Lauren, she's returning from last year. And then Victoria. So we have, these are, yes, great, great team y'all can sit. So there's y'all enough. So that's our team. We are excited to have them. They are a blessing. And we are so excited to have y'all also. And I can't introduce all these people, but many people have been serving and meeting you and helping us throw our nav night. And I just want to say thanks to all y'all that have been helping, came early for Go Week and all that we did. And they're excited that you're here too, because they did a lot of sweating and moving people in and a lot of staying up late and waking up early. We are excited to have y'all. Tonight, what I wanted to do, I just wanted to talk or just kind of tell who the navigators are. And then also, lastly, what I want to do is I want to just challenge and encourage y'all. And just, it's kind of a fresh start. Even if you're not a freshman, it's still a fresh start. It's a new year. And so I just want to share from the Bible a little bit, just to encourage you. So I'm going to pray real quick before we start, and then we'll get rolling. Father, we just thank you that you drew us to you, and we just thank you for that gift. While we were distant, and it says we were enemies of you, you made us alive. And so we worship you. We pray that you would be exalted, that you would be known more after tonight, Lord. We pray that we'd be encouraged to walk with you. Pray that the words I would speak would be from you. And we're excited to be here. I hope we have fun. Amen. So the navigators, who are the navigators? We are not a sailing team. And that is an honest mistake. One of my first Bible study leader, honestly, he signed up for the Navigators thinking he was going to be in a sailing club. And he was not a Christian, and he got more than he signed up for. So I'm very glad he made that mistake. I don't think it was a mistake. I think God brought him there. So yeah, we're not a sailing club. Where do we get the name Navigators? That is a great question also. See, about 70 years ago, a ministry was starting, and this guy started reaching out to people evangelistically, and he started actually reaching out to Navy sailors at that time, and they thought it would be fun to kind of play on the whole, like, sailor. So they said, like, we're Navigators, we sail life spiritually, or something like that. So that's where the Navigator name came from. We love it. It starts good conversations. Like I said, we started about 70 years ago. There's thousands of staff, Navigator staff, all over the world. Most of our staff are in the collegiate realm, multiple campuses, hundreds of campuses throughout the nation. We work in churches, we work in military bases, cities, and missions overseas in over 100 countries. So it's a very large organization. We feel very blessed to be part of it. And so I'm going to throw up the calling statement. There it is. It's already up. Beautiful. Just want to just let y'all know what the calling statement of the Navigators is. It says to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ, or Jesus and his kingdom, into the nations through spiritual generations of laborers living and discipling among the lost. And this is what the overall calling of the Navigators are. That's what we feel called to do on campus, is to advance Jesus and his kingdom. And not just that our site would be so small to think it's just the campus, but we're thinking much larger. And we're thinking, God, would you send people to all over the world? And literally the people from Navigators from the past from here have been all over the world. China, we have people in China now, Jordan, people that are thinking of going to Afghanistan to reach people. I mean, all over the world. And so our vision isn't just it's too small just for it to be the campus. But what I love this statement, but I want to make it a little more simple. What are we passionate about here on campus? And like the MCs have mentioned, we love to know Christ and make him known. And that's what we're about. That's what we want to be passionate about. And we do that in multiple ways. And MC mentioned some of them, but one of the ways is obviously our large group meeting like this. We're going to talk about Jesus in our large group meetings. We're going to worship. We're going to pray. We're going to hopefully learn something and grow in knowing who God is. And then we also do it through, obviously, we talked about Bible studies. We do it through one-on-one mentoring people. We call it discipleship. We will do it through spiritual discussion groups, having fun, hanging out, and encouraging one another. We do all kinds of things. So that's what the Navs do on campus. The thing that I'm most excited about, I'm excited about all those, but I think the most excited about is Bible study. I think it's one of the best things we do. And I think Bible study is so important because as we come to the Bible, we get to know the God of the whole universe, the God who created all things. It says the God that holds all things together by the might of his power. And that's a lot to think about. And as we get to know him, and we all have come through this that are Christians and say we know him, that we, as we come to know him, we get a chance to put our trust in him. And by doing that, we find life. And so we find that as we approach the scriptures, that's where God has communicated us that we might find life. And I love this verse, and it's Jesus speaking to us in John 5:24. It says, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and he will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. And here's Jesus saying, hey, if you hear my words, and we find those in the scriptures, and says, if you believe him who sent me, God the Father, he says, you will not be condemned. You have crossed over from death to life. And it's just, that's an amazing thing that as we get to study, as we get to read his words, we get to have eternal life through believing in Christ and what he did. And so it's so important studying the scriptures. It's so important to read, to share with other people. And so that's why I'm really excited about the Bible study. And like we mentioned, next week we're going to have our kickoff. So it's important if you're interested in doing Bible study with us, and we'd love to have you. Next Thursday is a very important meeting to be at. It'll be a little bit different. It won't be a normal NAV night because it'll be a much shorter talk, and then you'll go meet your Bible study leaders, and you'll buy your Bible study, and you'll figure out a time and a place, and it should be a lot of fun. So we'd love to have you join one of those Bible studies. And I feel like when I was thinking about this talk, I feel like God really wanted me to share all this. I was excited to. And Bible study became important to me. I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up, both my parents are Christians. My siblings are Christians. One of them's here, the youngest one. And I wanted to know God. And I would describe my spiritual journey, walk, whatever you want to call it, as it was kind of like up and down roller coaster. I'd have moments of I'd be on highs and lows, depending on, you know, conferences or you know, how well I did that week on sin management. And I always, you know, people talked about reading the Bible, and so I'd try it. And I don't know about you, but I would try it like right before I'd go to bed because it just made sense. Like, all right, I can do that. But I would like lay in bed and try to read the Bible and I'd fall asleep. I don't know who's ever fallen asleep reading the Bible. Just be honest. All right. There's, you know, probably about half of us at least. It's a bad idea to read in bed. I'm guilty of that. But I didn't really even know how to approach the Bible. Not just studying it, but even as I read it, how do I apply it to my life? And not just go off of what someone else tells me and maybe be encouraged for a little bit and then be discouraged, you know. That was kind of my Christian walk. And so when I came to college, I knew I felt like I wasn't close enough to God to be immune from the temptations of the world, in a sense. I knew college would be my own. And so out of fear, me and my best friend were like, we're going to find a Christian ministry. Got to find one. I need to grow. I need to get things right here. And the Navigators found me. And I got to play a lot of Frisbee, which was fun. And I didn't really know what I was getting into, but I feel very blessed because they have given much time, a lot of good friends, poured a lot into my life, and they came alongside me. And you know, I didn't know how to read my, I didn't know a lot of things. I sharing my faith. I wanted people to know who Jesus was, and that's about all I'd say is like, you need to know Jesus. That's all like I really knew how to share like my faith. You know, I knew he died for years. You know, I knew a couple things to say, but I really didn't know how to approach people. And so I just had a lot of growing up to do. And thank God that he gave me the Navigators. They came alongside me. They helped me learn how to read the Bible daily and have a relationship with God that wasn't just like, you know, hit and miss here and there, up and down. But really, I could walk with him and know him daily. And I got to know that as I studied the scriptures and read the Bible, and they helped me learn how to pray and share my faith and encourage others. And just some of my best friends came from it and stuff like that. So the Navigators have been a huge blessing to me. And my wife and all the staff that come on, and that's why we're here. And that made such an impact in my life. It's other people helping me in my Christian walk, that when I was graduating, I said, you know, I started telling God, all right, if you want, I graduated with a finance degree. You're supposed to make a lot of money when you do that. And I said, all right, God, I will, what do you want me to do? You know, I'll stick around and help out with the NAVs as long as you want me to, because of what they did for me. And I just really wanted to pass that on. And so I worked on campus. I worked in the theater school, actually, as an accountant. You don't make much money there. And that was great. Actually, I mean, I felt rich as a single male living in a very cheap house. I didn't need much, and I got to save a lot of money. But I needed that later when I got married. So, I did that after a couple years, came on staff. And luckily, Nikki stuck around. Me and Nikki weren't dating. And at that point, she stuck around too. She kind of had the same experience. God had just, she grew up, I mean, practically a very similar story. And God really grew her while she was here. And she stuck around. And a couple years later, we started dating, got married, have a baby. Here we go. And now we're here. So yeah, the navigators really impacted my life. And that's kind of who we are. That's what we love to do. We love to come alongside students, help them grow in their faith. If you come alongside, we're going to challenge you to maybe memorize scripture. That might sound crazy. That sounds like that's something you do in Sunday school when you're like four, and you don't want to waste that space anymore. Like with scripture, you need that space for like music lyrics and football players' names, not for scripture, just for those other important things. Yeah, we're gonna study the scripture. We're gonna hopefully encourage one another to share our faith, and that's who the navigators are on campus. That's what we love to do. We love to talk about Christ, grow together, and help other people grow, no matter where they're at. So that's who the navs are in a nutshell. And what I want to do now is I want to share some from the Word, just an encouragement. I think really. You know, y'all are all over the place. This was an encouragement for me, because it's a new start, it's a new year, and I think a good question always to ask is, what do I give my life to? It's a new school year, things are getting busy. Some of y'all are just starting out. What's the important thing? What's the most important thing to give your life to? And because there's a lot of things asking for your time already, class, a lot of social things you can do, a lot of fun things. And the great thing is Jesus answered this question. Other people had the same question. What's the most important thing? Jesus answered this question. And here we go, Mark 12:28-31. It says, one of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. So even, the teacher of the law, the smart people, are like, what's the most important thing? They were curious, and I think we should ask that question. Jesus answers it. It's love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And so as we start this year, what's that look like? Ask yourself, how do I love God? This is the most important thing I can do. If you are a believer of Christ, this is the most important thing we can do. And the truth is, this is for me. I don't know where you're at. There's a lot of other things that pull from my time and my affection, my thoughts. And so sometimes God just gets leftovers and not my all. And when I read this verse, it's very convicting. I start thinking, what's my giving my all? And so that's my encouragement for you as you start this year. What's most important? Love God with all your being, with everything. Give him everything. Give him the best first. Not seconds, not like, okay, I got to do all these other things. And the reward and the return is great, because we're talking about eternal things. These things last. These things matter. These are the important things. When you hear that, you might think, okay, that's great, Kyle, but really I'm here to get an education. I agree. You are here to get a degree. That is very important. And then you start thinking about all the other things you need to do that you're worried about. One day I need a job. When am I going to get a wife or a husband? All these important things. Those are good things to think about. And Jesus, he approaches those things and he answers once again how to approach those and where to have those in our heart. And Matthew, this is a big one. He says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown away into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So Jesus knew. He knows your needs. He knows you need to pass your classes. He knows the GPA you need to get into grad school. He knows you need a job to earn money, to buy food and buy clothes. But he says, first of all, seek his kingdom. And that is what is most important. I'm just a couple years ahead of y'all. I think there's only maybe one person older than me in here. And I have a little bit more insight as I look back. It's not you. I'm older than you. Okay. There's only one still. Okay. So the most important, when I look back, I can already look back a little bit. You know, 29 years, I can look back. And I've got a lot of what the world says is important. I've got a mortgage, so I own more than I'm worth. I got a baby. I got a wife. And I'm having a blast. But I'm telling you, this is what matters. I can guarantee it. This is what keeps me going. When times get tough, and at times we'll get tough. Each of us have different stories. Some of us have had really tough times already. But I'm telling you, seeking first his kingdom and putting that first, that is the most important thing you can do in your college years. Seeking him first, loving him with everything, and all these other things are good things. Studying to honor God and love him well, you do need to study. You do need to go to class. You do need to pass classes. That's part of that equation. But first things are first, and so my encouragement is continually check your heart. What's first? Is it God, or are we worrying about our test? My deepest desire for y'all is that would be first. And it is so important. I guarantee it. You will not. If you at the end of your 4 years, if you gave God your all, you would not be disappointed. I guarantee. You can make a 4.0, and you could be done and think there's more in life than this. Now I have a piece of paper that says a 4.0, and no one really asks you what you made. No one's ever looked at my degree. That might surprise you. No one's ever. It's in some paper thing. FedEx sent it to me. No one's ever looked at it. No one's asked me my GPA. But the things that matter is knowing God, making him known. So that's my encouragement for y'all. And we would love to be a part of that with you. The Navigators, like I said, we love knowing Christ, making him known. We're passionate about it. And we want to help you do that no matter where you're at in life. Some of y'all might be in here and you're like, what did I just walk into? Someone just invited me. And no matter, even if you don't know who Jesus is and have never cracked open a Bible, we love to talk and hang out with people that don't know much about the Bible or anything at all. It's one of our favorite things to do. So staff, we would love to hang out with you. We would even buy you lunch if you're like, I don't know anything about the Bible, and can't lie about that, for a free lunch. But if you're like, I don't really know anything about God and Jesus, we love to say, what do you believe in? And we would just love to hang out, talk, and just, you can ask us questions, and we might not know the answers, but that's okay. And some of y'all are like, man, you know, you're excited. You want to run hard after Jesus, and we want to do that with you. And some of y'all are like, you're just not sure. You're just checking it out. And my encouragement is, please hear my words, Jesus' words. Love God with everything, first and foremost. Because there are, and I know, because it's no different for me, even though I'm graduate, there are things pulling at me all the time for my first in my life. And it's small. FSU football can do that. And some of y'all need to lay it down and say, all right, God's way more important than FSU football. That's something I have to do. I'm like, I love football, but now I love God more, you know? That's just a small thing. Some of y'all are like, why football? That's stupid. I know. I agree. Why? But other things are there's more subtle, you know? So my encouragement, once again, love God, pursue Him. These are the years, no matter if it's four or a lot more, that you can lay a firm foundation that you can continue to build on for the rest of your life. You will never have more free time in your life. You might not believe me, but this is the last chance you have at free time. Because once you, when you get a job, you can start adding up the hours and you have a baby. Just believe me. You get married before you have a baby. Job, this is the order. Get a job, guys, before you get a wife. And then you're getting a baby. Okay, that's the order I would love for y'all to have. And then as you add those, time slips away. And so I look back, I'm like, I wasted a lot of time. And I could have gone hard after God. And I love the illustration when you think about building a foundation. If you think of a skyscraper, you don't just pull up one day, pour a slab, like a really thin slab, and then put a 90-story skyscraper. That thing will fall over before you're done building. It takes months and years to build deep, to build a building that is strong and tall. So the same thing spiritually. We have to have deep foundations. And these are the years to go deep in Christ. So that's my encouragement for you. Lastly, I just want to mention, and I know a lot of the other campus ministers have the same feelings because we talk, we're friends. There are a lot of great campus ministries out there. We want you to check them out. They're great. Have fun. The campus ministers talk, our deepest desire for you is to find one and go deep with it. Because here's our fear. You go to four, three, even two, and what happens is you just have like surface level friendships, and you can't go deep where you really need to go deep. To really have people to speak in your life, help you grow in Christ. You need people, deep friendships that can challenge you. So that's my encouragement for you. We would love to have you. There's a lot of other people out there campus ministries that I love and think they're great. Find one, plug in deep. Have fun. These are great years. A lot of fun. I had so much fun. I'm still having a blast. That's why I'm still here. Just don't want to grow up. We're going to have a lot of fun doing this year. We'd love to have you. Secondly, go find a great church. There's a lot of good churches in town. And my worst fear is that you would come to NAVS and feel like, I go to NAVS, so I don't need to go to church. You know, we're not the church. We're part of the church. The people of the church, but we're not here to substitute the church. We're here under the church, hopefully blessing the church. So find a good church. Check them all out, a bunch in town. Find one this year. Plug in. You probably won't think it's perfect because it wasn't the church like you were at home, and that's okay. Find a one, plug in, have fun. Serve at the church. I think it's just a great use of your time. Lastly, what I want to do is I've got a bunch of info cards. And what these info cards are, can I have people, y'all come up. The info cards are right there. Pass them out, y'all four. Perfect. Five. Victoria, great job. Some of y'all have already filled those out, so you do not need to fill them out again. Those that are returning navigators and you have not filled out info cards, still fill this out because this is what cards we're going to use to kind of determine Bible studies and who's in Bible studies. So if you recognize this card, don't be afraid to do it a second time. If you're like, maybe I didn't do it, because we really would love your contact information. If you need pens, I also have pens up here. So on that, real quick, on there, there's three questions. It says, are you interested in a Navigator Bible study? Yes or no? That, I think that's pretty plain and simple. So if yes, yes, no, no. The second thing says, are you interested in a spiritual discussion group? That is for people that are, maybe you don't know much about the Bible. Maybe you say, I'm not sure if I'm a Christian, whatever. You can circle yes. That's more of what that group's about. We love hanging out with people, finding out where they're at spiritually, discussing spiritual things, and talking about Jesus. And then the third thing is a short, if you're interested in seeing a short illustration that kind of summarizes the main theme of the Bible, we'd love to do that with you. So I'm going to give you a minute, and then I'm going to end in prayer in a few.